What to do if your inner child easily gets overwhelmed and shuts down by the demands of your adult life. So I'm going to begin talking about healing the inner child from a point of view of going through the stages. So inner child healing happens in stages. Reparenting happens in stages. So the first stage of inner child work and reparenting is reestablishing trust and making a commitment from your adult self to your inner child that you will not abuse or abandon your inner child. And to begin showing up in an unconditionally loving way to your inner child. So that can take time. If you're newer to this work or brand new to inner child healing work, that piece in itself can take a significant amount of time because often in our adult lives, we've shoved our inner child into a closet or the basement, or we've just been like, I'm an adult, I need to carry on, and that was my childhood, and now I'm over that. And it reinforces abuse and abandonment patterns that happened in our childhood. The thing about abuse and abandonment in childhood happens even if you grew up in a healthy environment that did not have abuse or abandonment. Things that happen in even a healthy childhood register in our consciousness as abuse or abandonment, and then we reinforce those patterns as adults. So that foundational piece of learning to unconditionally love your inner child is the first step. And for your inner child to trust that you will unconditionally love them and not abuse or abandon them is the foundation. That needs to happen before anything else happens. Then the next stage, once they trust you, is creating healthy boundaries. So thinking about this as if you were parenting a real child. Often people think that inner child work is like you give the inner child whatever it wants. It doesn't want to work, so you don't work. It doesn't want to do some activity, so you don't do that activity. And the challenge with that is, of course, like letting a five-year-old say, I want to eat 12 donuts for dinner. And you say, okay, because that's what the inner child wants. And of course, that isn't your job as a healthy parent. Part of parenting an inner child or a real child is creating healthy boundaries, is hearing, seeing, loving the child, hearing what they want, but then also teaching them what is healthy, what is possible, and going from there so that the inner child isn't running your life. But you are also listening. If they're afraid, if they're overwhelmed, that you're listening and you're like, honey, I hear you. And what can I do to support you in feeling safe while I do the work that needs to be done? And once these two pieces have been established, the trust of unconditional love, no abuse or abandonment, and you're listening to the child and also creating healthy boundaries, then things transform really quickly, where the child trusts you, but then also knows that you are in charge and you're the one that's making boundaries and you're the one that's going to support them in building, growing up to be a healthy adult. So to me, the process of inner parenting our inner child never ends. Yet you can get to a point where the abuse and abandonment patterns have been cleared on a deep level so that the inner child gets to be what it's meant to be, which is the innocent, playful part of you. And so the focus of this work is healing that part of you so that there's room for innocence and play in your life. And there's also this healthy trust that the inner child always knows that you're going to be there and to take care of them. And at the same time, if they throw a temper tantrum, your life doesn't get derailed because of it. The inner child is not running the show. The inner parent is running the show. Yet that initial stage is important to distinguish that from the second phase, where it's about creating healthy boundaries, where it's about communicating with the inner child why something is happening, and also letting them know, like, okay, we're going to get our work done, and then we're going to go play afterwards. You know, just like you would with a real child, is the child doesn't get to run the show. The third piece of it is, as the adult part of yourself that is working with the inner child, is admitting and acknowledging and apologizing when you make a mistake. So I've been doing inner child work for decades, literally. And I mean, I started doing inner child work when I was still a child. I was a teenager. My father introduced me to this work, which I was really lucky to have that, that my parent was engaging in this work of helping me heal my inner child. Not everyone has that luxury, but that is to say, I've been doing this work for a really long time. My inner child trusts me, and part of why she trusts me is she also knows that if and when I mess up, more like when I mess up, she knows that I will take accountability and that I will apologize and I will make it right. And so that then she trusts me, that it isn't just, again, reinforcing the abuse or abandonment pattern that happened in our childhood. So those are the three phases, and it's important to know where you are. Are you in the trust building phase? Are you in the establishing and maintaining clear boundary phase? And are you able to admit mistakes and clean them up? All three of those pieces will support you in healing that innocent, playful part of you, allowing there to be space for that in your life, yet allowing your adult person in you to run your life and your business and to be in charge. But that adult part of you is the one that creates the safe space for freedom, for play, for innocence. Taking these teachings into practice becomes an ongoing practice in your everyday life, where you are having a dialogue with your inner child, either out loud, ideally if you're in a place that you can do so, or in your mind, as well as using touch as a way of reassuring your physical body and your inner child that you are present, that you hear them, either by placing your hands on your body, on your belly, on your heart, giving yourself a hug. So having this dialogue with your inner child, like you're the parent speaking to the inner child, either in your mind or out loud, as well as using reassuring touch to deepen the work that you're doing of establishing trust, creating healthy boundaries, taking accountability for any mistakes you make, and then being in relationship with your inner child so that they trust you to be in charge of your life and to know what's best for them, which is what gets disrupted for us when we have the wounded inner child, is our needs weren't met in some way in our childhood. And so that relationship can so powerfully be healed in the present moment by hearing your inner child, by listening to their fears, their concerns, their sadness, yet them also trusting you to know what's best when it comes to leading our adult life. I hope this was helpful. I'm Christelle Arcucci. For more recordings and teachings like this, you can visit sacredbodyrichlife.com. Look forward to connecting with you soon.